Ephesians chapter 2, tremendous epistle of the Apostle Paul to the church there, the saints of God at Ephesus. In chapter 2, verse 1, if you would stand with me, I'm going to read a few verses here and then we'll have a word of prayer. And just out of love and respect for this book. And verse 1, "And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked in trespasses and sins, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit," notice that, "that now worketh in the children of disobedience." Boy. Verse 3. "Among whom also we all had," all, A-double-L, no exceptions, "we had our conversations in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh." All you ever did before you were saved, whatever your flesh wanted you to do. "In the mind, the desires of the flesh and the mind, and were by nature natural born sinners, by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God," hallelujah, aren't you glad God butts in?
Amen.
God butts in here and said, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together," notice, "with Christ." If you're not familiar with the word quickened, it means made us alive. Made us alive together with Christ. "By grace ye are saved. And hath raised us up together with Christ. And made us sit together with Christ in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." Hallelujah, right there. You ought to just be ready to go charge hell right now. I'm not going to hell, folks. I tell you one thing, I'm already in heaven in Christ. That's pretty good stuff. "In the ages to come," so that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ." Christ Jesus. Man, I'm getting excited. Grace ought to excite the believer. If you're saved today, it's all because of grace. Oh, if you just understood it. If we just really... Verse 8, "For by grace are you saved." Through faith, but not by faith. It's only by grace. "That not of yourselves, it's a gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast." Hallelujah. I'm excited, man. I don't even know. I ain't started yet, but let's have a word of prayer. Father, I thank you, Lord, for these verses, God, and the Holy Spirit that just makes them come alive in our hearts as we know that you dwell in us, in this temple, this body, this temple of your Holy Spirit. And Lord God, I pray as you write these words on the hearts of your people, Lord God, today that they would breathe, they would pulsate, Lord, new life into our hearts, into our bodies, our spirits, into our strength, our souls, God, that you would renew your people, revive your people, revive us again, that we might rejoice in thee, Father, that we might indeed understand what it really means to be saved by grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Saved by grace. I don't think that really I need to tell you a whole lot about grace, except I just need to remind you, and hopefully we can refresh our hearts and our understanding. If you're sitting here today on your way to heaven, already seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, it's only It's only by the grace of God.
Amen.
There is no other. I cannot stress this point enough. Salvation of a lost, dead sinner is only by the grace of God.
Amen.
Grace is getting something you don't deserve. It's God's riches at Christ's expense. If you save today, you have received, you have accepted and received all of God's riches because Jesus paid for them in full through His blood on the cross of Calvary.
Amen.
And that's enough for me.
Amen.
That's enough for me. You've received all of the blessings. You've received all of the goodness of all of heaven, absolutely 100% free of charge.
Amen.
It didn't cost you a dime.
Amen.
Some of you are just sitting there. See, you don't understand grace.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
You're just sitting there like, what's the big deal about that? I don't think you understand grace. Romans chapter 3, verse 24 says, we're justified freely by His grace.
Amen.
Justified freely. But it cost Jesus. It cost our Savior His blood, His sinless, perfect, holy blood, His perfect sacrifice on the cruel cross of Calvary. Not only are we undeserving sinners, but we could never have done anything to save ourselves. Are you understanding me? If we were saved by grace alone, which is what the Bible says over and over again, then we can't be saved any other way.
Yeah, right. Amen.
There's no other way to heaven. There's no other way to the grace, to the blessings of God. There's no other way to be redeemed, reconciled, and made whole. The Bible says that we are saved by grace only, alone, not by works of righteousness, according to Titus chapter 3, not by works of righteousness which we have done. If you're trusting anything other than the grace of God, you're not saved.
Yeah, amen. That's right.
And that may be why you don't understand it.
Yep.
Romans 11:6 says, if by grace, it's no more of works. If otherwise grace is no more grace. If it be of works, then it's no more grace. Otherwise work is no more work. You understand? God says it's either works or it's grace.
Amen.
It's either works or it's grace. And if it's works, then it's not of God.
Yep. Yeah, man.
It's of you.
Yeah. That's right.
If it's of grace, then it's Bible salvation. The big difference there. I think I need to explain. Listen, these works, many people don't understand what the works are. Praying is a work you do.
Yep. That's right.
Praying didn't save you.
Yeah, man.
Reading your Bible, that's a work you do. Anybody can pray. Anybody can read their Bible.
Yep.
Getting baptized, that's a work that you do. Anybody can get baptized. Going to church. Anybody can go to church.
Amen. Yeah, amen. Right.
Being nice to people. Some people are nice. A few people are nice. But that's not the ticket to heaven.
Yeah,
you know, I not being in prison. Never been in jail. Good. That's not salvation.
Yep.
I don't cuss. I don't drink. I don't smoke cigarettes. I don't do drugs. That's not salvation.
Yeah, amen. Amen. Right.
I've never done any of those things. Wonderful. I hope you never do. But listen to me. That's not salvation.
Yep. Amen.
That's works that you've done or haven't done. That's something anybody can stop doing that. Anybody can do those things. Anybody can do all of those things. All of these things will make you a decent, law-abiding citizen, and you probably won't get arrested. Hallelujah, and that's good. But you will never go to heaven because of the works that you've done.
Yep, that's right. Amen.
You'll never get into heaven. They'll keep you out of prison, but they won't keep you out of hell.
Amen. Yep, that's right.
I'm here today to tell you, listen, anybody can turn over a new leaf until there's no more leaf to turn over. But that's not salvation. Anybody can stop this or stop that or start this or start that. Have you ever noticed that, you know, anybody can go on a diet, but it doesn't guarantee you're going to stay that way. I don't want to go there. Anybody can change their eating habits. It seems like every January 1st, change my eating habits. I'm going to fix this and fix that. But I'm here to tell you today, that's not going to change your soul. That's not going to change your heart. That's never going to make you a born again believer who is on his way to heaven. If you're saved today, it's only because of God's grace. Anything else that you're depending upon, listen, is going to let you down.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
It's going to disappoint you thoroughly.
Yep. Right.
It's going to disappoint you to the point you're going to be, you are deceiving yourself. You will end up in a lake of fire with all the best intentions in the world. You're here today on Sunday morning. You're in church. Hopefully nobody drug you here. You're here because you want to be. But regardless if you're here where you want to be or not, you're not out running the streets. You're not out pushing, you know, drugs. Or you're doing something that's noble and upstanding, and you're clean and so forth. You're not doing anything wrong today, but that's not going to ever keep you out of hell. It must be the grace of God or else.
Amen. Amen.
Or else.
Right.
Let's look at it this way. Number one, if I could save myself, look at verse 1. You hath he quickened who were dead. Salvation is only by God's grace, because before I was saved, I was dead. Now, if you've ever been to a funeral, you understand. A dead man is not going to come back to life just because he wants to.
Yep. Amen. That's right.
You ever been to a funeral? You've seen a man in a casket laying there. He or she has never sat up in the middle of that service and said, "Guess what? I just brought myself back to life." That ain't going to happen. You say that's silly. Of course not, preacher. That's no more silly than somebody saying that they've saved themselves by their good works.
Yeah, amen. That's right.
Because according to the Bible, according to the truth, I was dead already in trespasses and sins. You'll never see a dead man quit smoking. You'll never see a dead man quit drinking. You'll never see a dead man start reading his Bible or praying. You'll never see a dead man. Listen, our only hope was God's quickening power, God's life-giving power, which was his grace.
Amen.
A dead man cannot do anything to bring himself back to life. Yep. That's what the religious crowd of the day is saying. My good works, my good this, my good that. But dearly beloved, listen to me. How can a dead man bring himself back to life?
Yeah, amen.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope. How? By the resurrection of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. It's only by his grace. There is no other way. A dead man is a dead man. Our nature at birth is spiritually dark and spiritually dead.
Yep, that's right.
Verse 2 is what you were before grace. In time past, ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all, every one of us, had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and the mind. We were so filthy rotten. But now listen, you're not going to agree with me until you understand grace.
Yep, that's right. Amen.
Amen.
If you're sitting here and saying, "I never did that," you don't understand grace.
Amen. That's right.
If you're sitting here and saying, "Well, I never acted like that," dearly beloved, listen to me. You're missing it then. According to the Bible, we all had our conversation in times past, our behavior. That word conversation is not just the things you say. Our overall behavior in times past in the lust of our flesh. No. You may not have killed anybody or robbed the bank or anything like that, but you did the things that your flesh wanted to do. You were controlled by the lust of your flesh and your mind. You were not controlled by God's Spirit. You could not be controlled by God's Spirit because you had none of God's Spirit, and God's Spirit had none of you. And the Bible says, if if we don't have the Spirit of God, we are none of His. And without grace, this is all we were. We were dead. We were living in lust and of flesh and according to disobedience and darkness. I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. I'm not trying to insult you in any way. But you have, if you understand grace, you'll understand this is all I was before grace. This is all I was. We had no hope of ever seeing the light of day.
Yep.
Go back to that funeral with me today. Go back to that dead man and that dead woman in that casket, and go find out how much light are they seeing.
Yeah, right.
It's nothing but darkness in there, folks. Yeah. It's nothing but death in that corpse. There's no life in that corpse. There's no light in that corpse. It's nothing but darkness. It's nothing but death. How, dearly beloved, how in God's name can that person say that he gave himself life? That's ridiculous. But that's what most of the world is believing on for salvation.
Yeah.
Grace is our only hope. The gospel of Jesus Christ is a picture of God's salvation. Think about this. Jesus died because he became sin for us. Now listen to me now. Jesus became sin for us. Sin killed him. Okay? Sin killed him, and sin has killed and will kill every man that has ever come into this world. You see, so the death of Jesus Christ on the cross is a picture of God's grace. Number one, sin killed him. Jesus was buried. His death on the cross, judgment for our sin, he was buried. Our condemnation was buried. Our judgment was buried with him.
Amen.
Now listen to me now. Jesus was raised from the dead. Christ arose. Why seek ye the living among the dead?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's what good works people are doing.
Yep.
They're looking for the living among the dead. The angel said, why seek ye the living among the dead? Among the dead, what do you mean? Yeah, you're in a graveyard looking for Jesus. That's where they were. They came to the tomb and they were looking for Jesus, and he said, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here.
Amen.
Yeah,
he is risen.
Amen.
As he said.
Yeah,
why seek ye the living among the dead? I mean, dear God, you're not going to find living. You don't go to the graveyard to find living. You find death.
Yep. Right.
Amen. Jesus died. Sin killed Jesus. Jesus was buried. Our condemnation, our judgment, everything was buried with him. When Jesus was raised from the dead, Jesus was given new life by the power of God, by the grace and power of God. Only God has the power to give life. Only God can save. That's how come the gospel of Jesus Christ is the only power of God unto salvation.
Amen.
Because it's God's power.
Amen.
We've got several people out sick today. I know. They're home with this stomach and that stomach problem and this problem and that problem. And they can get some medicine and they can rest for a while and they'll be better, Lord willing, and be back with us soon. But, listen to me. After death,
yeah,
nothing's going to heal them.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to fix them. No human is ever going to help them after they die, after they pass away.
Yeah.
Their life is over. You see, we're born that way. Spiritually, we're born that way. And it's just evil to deceive the world, thinking, making them think that they can save themselves while they're dead.
Yeah, right.
They can save themselves just because they believe something really hard. How can a dead man believe something really hard?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not dead. I'm alive. I'm walking around. No, listen. I'm talking about spiritually speaking. Inside, we're dead. dead in trespasses and sins. We're born. There is none righteous. No, not one. All have sinned. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are all become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good. No, not even one. And that person who is dead in sins, guilty before God, how in the world can they possibly give themselves life? It's not possible.
Yeah, amen. Try. Yep. Amen.
And when you just stop and think about it, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
But yet the devil is the deceiver. The great deceiver.
Yep.
And he makes you think, because of your flesh, because of your desire to have a good life, that your good works will somehow appease God's wrath.
Right.
Somehow, pay for your sins with your good works. But you're dead.
Yeah, amen.
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 When's the last time you saw a dead man pay his way for anything?
Yeah, amen. Amen.
It really is that simple. It really is that straightforward. It really is that common sense. But yet, we have a world full of people today who do not understand this.
Yeah.
When's the last time you saw a dead man do anything?
Amen.
In your life of sin, in your natural body, at birth and until you got saved, if you're saved, you were dead in sins, dead in trespasses. You were born that way. You could not possibly give yourself life. That is ludicrous.
Amen. Try. Yep.
You know, it breaks my heart. It breaks my heart. I'm standing here preaching this. My heart is breaking. Because I see so many people that are trusting in works.
Yes.
You have family members.
Yes, sir. Yes.
You have loved ones who are trusting in their works. And you can't get them to see how ludicrous that is.
Yeah, amen. Yeah.
And it breaks my heart.
Amen.
I mean, dear God, that is sad.
Amen.
You have friends.
Amen.
You have loved ones that are probably in church right now.
Right.
Church.
Right.
And they're trusting their works. They're thinking that their dead works can literally save them.
Yeah.
That is terrible.
Right.
But it's everywhere.
Amen.
We can't save ourselves.
Yeah, amen.
Any more than a dead man can raise himself back to life. Sometimes you just want to go shake them, don't you?
Amen.
Say, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, amen.
Don't you see there's no hope outside of Christ?
Right. Amen. Yeah, amen.
Amen.
A world full of children of disobedience, children of wrath, following the course of this world. Oh my, that is a terrible... Following the course of this world. Where is this world headed? This world is not headed to holiness, righteousness. This world is not headed to heaven. This world is going to be burned up with fiery heat. Fire.
Yeah.
Amen.
This world is on course for absolute total destruction.
Yeah, amen.
And in my dead state without Christ, I was following the crowd.
Yeah. Try it.
Boy, you know, as I say that, I start to wonder. I really doubt a lot of people's salvation.
Yeah, amen.
And why do you say that, preacher? I'm not trying to make you doubt it, but dear God, if you doubt it, you need to get it settled.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
If you're following the course of this world.
Yeah. Right.
You're still dead.
Amen.
Yep.
Look at me.
Amen.
If you're following the course of this world, you're still dead.
Yeah, amen.
Sorry.
Amen.
Amen.
That was times past.
Yep.
That was before grace. That was before salvation. That was before... See, any old dead piece of wood will float downstream. It takes life to go against the course of the world.
Yeah.
It takes life to go against the current.
Yeah.
If you're still just walking according to the course of this world, I'm afraid you might still be dead.
Yeah, it might.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Look up in here. I'm trying to help you. You might still be dead.
Yeah.
Because life changes that.
Yeah, yeah, amen.
Life makes me realize that's behind me.
Yeah, so, amen.
And there's no life outside of the grace of God.
Yeah,
there's no eternal life outside of the grace of God.
Amen.
You say, well, preacher, I believe really hard. Okay, faith has to have an object.
Yeah.
You don't just believe in faith.
Yeah, amen.
You have to place your faith and your trust in Christ Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I believe really hard.
Yeah, right.
You can be deceived believing you're right.
Yep. Amen. That's right.
Now, ladies, don't get mad at me. I love you, but very few ladies can read a map. And I know you're very thankful for GPS. But my wife can't hardly even follow GPS.
Amen.
That's okay, though. That's okay. But let me use that as an illustration. If you didn't have GPS and you had to go back to opening up that map and find Oklahoma. And let's just say maybe you had that map upside down. You know, you didn't really. And you're trying to find Oklahoma. Well, it looks like I got to go out here to 35 and go south. Yeah, that's it, south. I'm going straight to Oklahoma. You know, and I believe it. Well, somewhere you believe something that was backwards.
Yeah, amen.
Because you got to go north
to
get to Oklahoma.
Amen.
Amen.
You could get out here on 35 and you say, okay, I got a full tank of gas. I'm ready to go. I got me some snacks. I got me some good gospel music in my car. I'm ready to go to Oklahoma, and you head south. And you hit Fort Worth. And then you hit Waco. And then you hit, go on down. And then pretty soon you find yourself at the Mexican border. Lord, I really believed I was going to Oklahoma. With all my heart, I believed it.
Yeah.
I was ready to go.
Yeah.
I filled up my tank. Everything was ready to go.
Oh.
With all my heart. I wasn't trying to go to Mexico. I really believed I was going to Oklahoma.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Lord, I find myself around a bunch of border guards speaking Spanish. This is not Oklahoma. Oklahomas are funny, but they speak English.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
There's a lot of people today.
Yep.
Sincere people.
That's right.
Really. I mean, they believe that they believe.
Yep.
In hell. They're in hell.
Yep.
They're in hell. because they did not understand that it's only by grace.
Amen. Right.
There's only one way to heaven. I don't care how sincere you are. I don't care how much you believe in your religion or how much you believe in your good works or your mama and daddy taught you this or that and you just believe it with all your heart. No, but your faith is placed on the wrong object. Yeah. Your faith has to be placed on squarely and only on Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
If your faith is placed on how good of a person you are or how sincere you are or how hard you try or how great you whatever, it's all wrong. It's all wrong. It's all wrong.
Amen.
But you're not trying to kill people and destroy the world. You're sincere as you can be, but you're deceived and you find yourself south, way south, in the pits of hell, realizing, what did I do? What was wrong? It was because you didn't understand that it's only by grace a dead man can never save himself.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
Right. Yep.
It's not because you weren't. It's not because you were insincere.
Yeah.
Oh. It's not because you were hateful. It's because you were deceived. You literally believed you were going in the right direction. You literally believed you were okay.
Yeah. Oh. Right.
God says, there is no way you can save yourself any more than a dead man can bring himself back to life.
Yeah, amen.
And when I finally get that, when I finally get that, I won't be so quick to brag how good I am. Because you see, God says, not of works, lest any man should boast.
Yep.
When I really get that, I won't be so quick to brag about how good I am.
Yeah, amen.
When I understand that, I will want to serve the one who gave me life. I won't even desire to go down the course of the world. That's what I'm trying to get you to see today.
Amen.
When you understand grace, when you're really born again, you don't even have a desire to follow that course anymore.
Yeah, amen.
Everything is new.
Yep.
New. If any man is in Christ, he is new.
Amen.
Well, I don't care where he was. I don't care what he did. I don't care where he's from or what language he speaks or spoke. If any man is in Christ by the grace of God, he is new.
Amen.
I worry about a lot of people.
That's right. Yep.
Who get saved and just continue down the same course.
Amen.
I'm afraid, dearly beloved, if that's you, if you know somebody like that, you better pray. If that's you and you're playing games today, you better understand something. You can't save yourself.
Amen.
Yep.
Listen, please let the Holy Spirit help you today. Don't let your pride and what you think your salvation is all about. Don't go to hell because of your pride.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Right. Yeah.
See, when I really understand grace, I'll realize I was dead. I couldn't do anything. Even the faith that it took to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, God's Holy Spirit gave it to me.
Yep.
You understand that, don't you? Even the faith that it took to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, God's Spirit gave it to me when He convicted me of sin, and He gave me just enough faith to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and then life came into me. Life. The whole dark dungeon lit up with light. My chains fell off. The prison bars broke wide open. And I walked out.
Yeah.
I didn't go back.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not going to go back and follow the same current. The same course.
Yeah, you might.
See, I want to understand, Grace. I will be thankful that I'm alive. I won't be boastful. I won't brag about what I've done. I won't try to convince everybody how good I am. I will understand it's all by His grace. I'm nothing except for His grace.
Amen.
I won't brag about it. I won't continue to serve the lust of my flesh.
Right.
I will serve the Master.
Yes.
You can't serve two masters, by the way.
Yep, right.
No man can serve two masters. There's no way. There's no other way. It's only by grace. I don't want to... I want you to think with me. I want you to really... really think. Are you alive?
Yeah.
No, 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 no. In here.
Yeah, right. Oh.
Are you alive?
Right.
Because a dead man and a living man are two very different things. They will be very different in every way.
Amen.
And when you see a living man, you'll know he's alive.
Yeah.
When you see a dead man, you'll know he's dead.
Yep.
So, well, that's common sense. It seems to elude a lot of people.
Yeah. Right.
Are you alive? I said, are you?
Yeah.
Alive.
Amen.
If your faith is sincere, that's not what I ask you. If you're good, no, that's not what I ask you. I said, are you alive?
Amen.
You'll know it, by the way.
Yeah, right.
You'll know if you are, and you'll know if you're not.
Yep, right. Amen.
Can I beg you today? Can I beseech you, implore you? Can I plead with you? If you're not,
amen.
Behold, now,
yep,
is the day of salvation.
Amen.
God is telling you,
yep,
that He is the only source of life.
Amen.
His grace is the only hope you have.
Amen.
Are you really alive? Or are you just playing games?
Yeah.
Let's all bow our heads today. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Heavenly Father, I come to you this morning only through Jesus' blood, only through eternal redemption, because of your grace. Lord, I come to you today with a broken heart. I look around at my brethren and I know they have loved ones. They have family members who are lost, who are trusting their good works. And Lord, it breaks my heart, and I weep with them for their family members. I weep with them, Lord, begging you to open their eyes, begging you, God, to help them see. Lord, I come to you today, Father, with a heart of gratitude. I thank you, God, for the day that you opened my eyes to my lost condition, to the death, darkness that filled my heart. I thank you for the day, Lord, that you showed me the truth and spoke to my heart and convicted me of my dead, hopeless condition. And Lord, I thank you that you gave me life. You brought me out of darkness into your marvelous light. Lord, today I pray if there be one here who's playing church. Lord, I know that everyone in this room is sincere. I know they're here because they want to be. I know, Lord God, there are no hardened criminals in this room. I know that, Lord. But Father, Satan is so subtle. He's so crafty at making us believe that we've done good enough, we've done something good to earn our salvation. Lord, my heart breaks. I pray for that one, maybe two, maybe more, that are sitting here today. And Lord, they know that they're not alive. They're not alive, Lord. They have no life in them. They're trying. I know they're trying. Oh, they're trying so hard. And they're discouraged. They're downtrodden. They're disappointed and depressed. And Lord, it's because they don't have life in them. They're still dead. They can't seem to get away from the course of this world because they're still dead.